spoken version of this Share Maestro market report. Full article. Permian Resources rebounds to 4.2% below its high on lighter volume. PR's 6.7% weekly gain kept its 33-week trend signal active, but the move came with sub-average volume and still negative activity pressure. Research brief. Permian Resources closed at $21.50 for the week ended 14 August, up 6.7% and just 4.2% below its 52-week high of $22.45. The stock remains technically constructive, sitting 11.5% above its weekly trend line, but the Share Maestro read is balanced rather than clean. Volume was only 0.8 times the 13-week average, and market dynamics pressure remains slightly negative. Key points. 1. Permian Resources rose 6.7% on the week, ahead of the U.S. oil and gas E&P industry average of 4.5% and slightly above the U.S. energy sector average of 6.1%. 2. The trend signal is active with a 33-week streak. While the stock has been active in 43 of the past 52 weeks, a breadth reading of 82.7%. 3. The close at $21.50 is 11.5% above the $19.28 trend line and 49.0% above Share Maestro fair value of $14.43. 4. Volume did not confirm the rebound, with 37.8 million shares traded versus a 13-week average of 46.4 million and a 52-week average of 55.5 million. 5. Market dynamics remains mixed. Activity pressure is negative at -0.08, while relative strength is positive at 15.06, but has eased over 4 weeks. A strong week, but not a full confirmation. Permian Resources, a $16.6 billion energy stock in the oil and gas E&P industry, finished the week at $21.50 after a 6.7% advance. That puts PR near the top of its one-year range, at the 91.3% range position, and only 4.2% below its 52-week high of $22.45. The move also keeps the short-term profile intact, with gains of 6.4% over 4 weeks and 6.3% over 12 weeks, while the 52-week return stands at 66.2%. The trend signal remains active and well-established, with a 33-week active streak and 43 active weeks across the past year. Price is 11.5% above the weekly trend line at $19.28, which keeps the weekly regime constructive. The less supportive part of the RE is participation. Latest volume was 37.8 million, below both the 46.4 million 13-week average and the 55.5 million 1-year average, leaving the rebound short of broad volume confirmation. Energy context is supportive. E&P breadth is still narrow. PR's weekly return was a little better than the U.S. Energy Group average of 6.1% and ahead of the U.S. oil and gas E&P industry average of 4.5%. Its 12-week gain of 6.3% is more meaningful in industry context, as the E&P group is down 5.8% on average over the same period. Within U.S. energy, PR ranks in the 61.8 percentile on the peer momentum read, a solid but not dominant position. Breadth is where the context turns more selective. The broader energy sector shows 61.0% active trend breadth and 72.0% positive relative strength breadth, but only 35.0% positive market dynamics breadth. The E&P industry is weaker, with just 39.3% active trend breadth, 19.7% positive market dynamics breadth, and 47.5% positive relative strength breadth. PR therefore looks better than much of its immediate industry group, but it is doing so in a segment where confirmation remains uneven. Market dynamics point to a balanced setup. Share Maestro's composite score of 65 and balanced setup signature capture the tension in the current read. Relative strength is positive at 15.06, which supports PR's outperformance versus many E&P peers, but the 4-week RS change is slightly negative. Activity pressure is still below zero at -0.08, even though it has improved sharply over the past month, so the latest move has not yet converted into a clean market dynamic signal. The fair value gap is another issue for risk control. At $21.50, PR trades 49.0% above Share Maestro fair value of $14.43, which signals strong premium demand but also raises the sensitivity to any cooling in oil prices, sector rotation, or company-specific disappointment. The next test is whether price can challenge the $22.45 high with stronger participation, or whether the lighter volume bounce stalls before a breakout attempt. Risk and watch next framing. Recent volatility is steady rather than extreme, with 13-week and 52-week weekly return volatility both at 4.3%. The stock has logged 32 positive weeks and 20 negative weeks over the past year, with average up weeks of 3.9% and average down weeks of negative 3.5%. The recent 26-week distribution still carries downside risk, including a worst week of negative 10.8% in May and 5 sharp loss weeks. The key weekly levels are clear. The 19.28 USD trend line remains the main regime marker, while the 22.45 USD 52-week high is the immediate reference for continuation or exhaustion. Watch whether activity pressure can move decisively positive and whether volume expands above current levels. A stronger participation read would make the next move more credible, while another near-high rejection on light volume would leave the setup vulnerable to a pullback toward trend support. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.